Good morning, everybody, on a very wintry Saturday morning in November, on the 21st to be precise. Some people in parts of the country have woken up to snow, but we have woken up to this. Yeah, it's pretty grim out there, to be honest. Pretty grim. It's pretty cold. It's meant to go below freezing tonight. excuse me, I've got a bit of a frog this morning. It's meant to go below freezing and it's pretty cold. I did put my heating on for a little while this morning, but it gets hot too quickly, so I have to turn it off. It's on and off all day long when it's cold. So I know it could be worse. The dogs like snow, but I don't mind it the first day. But then when it melts and then freezes again, I don't like that. I'm up, fed the dogs. I'm just about to feed the cat, so if you hear any yowling, it's Chief Wackaboo-Boo calling for his breakfast. Candice was out all night. I couldn't get her in. She wasn't anywhere to be found. And she's a... Out of all my cats, she's the one with the least fat on her. She's quite slender. And she must have been absolutely freezing. She came in this morning. She headed straight for the boiler because that's in the walk-in cupboard in their room. And I was on the point of turning the heating off. But I had to leave it on an extra half an hour and nearly suffocate because I wanted her to get warm. She went straight for there, not to her food. She must have been absolutely freezing, but it's her own fault. It's nobody else's. I mean, I was up till... excuse me. I was up late because Obi worked yesterday from... Well, he left here at 1:45 in the afternoon. His shift started at 3:45 in the afternoon. He had to pick up a key to the station from somewhere because he had to lock it when he finished. And he didn't finish till 1:17 a.m., and then he was late leaving because he had to do some station records and he'd never worked there before, so he didn't realise how long it would take. So he actually left there about 2:00. He got the 2:05 bus. He had to get 3 buses and he got home at 4 a.m. So I was in bed when he came home, but I was awake. I had slept a little bit for about an hour and I did sleep after he came home, but I was awake again at 6. Me and my sleeping, even when I do sleep at night, it's not usually for very long. So I was up with the larks this morning, or up with the lunatics, my dogs. If anyone's wondering why Toof Toof has a bell on, I might have explained this on here before, but it's because he can't hear and I can't see, and it's not always a very good combination. And sometimes I trip over him, and he's not that small, he's 6 kilograms, but, you know, I don't want to fall on him because he's 13 now. The bell he's got on is actually off my kids' reins that they had when they were babies and I used to take them out walking, but the reins, we cleared some stuff out of the shed and we found the reins and I threw them away because they'd gone a bit mouldy. Ronan got quite indignant over it, actually. He said, "You've thrown our reins away?" And I said, "Well, you don't need them now, do you?" I like to keep things like that and I've got lots of keepsakes, but I kept the bells. Oh, I think it's just one bell. Let me have a look. Lift your head up. He's laying on the back of the sofa. Yeah, it's one bell, but it's quite a... I think it's obviously off an old guide dog collar of some description. It's an oval shape. I don't know what shape they've got now, but... he can't, and it's quite loud, so... Sometimes he can walk without making it make a noise, but... it does help me to know where he is, because he follows me everywhere. Does help, and he can't hear it, I don't think, because he can't hear much, so it's not going to get on his nerves. I don't really like leaving dog spells on all the time, not loud ones like that, because I think it must annoy them. It must be so irritating not to be able to get away from that noise around your neck all the time. I know some people do leave their dog's collars on indoors. The only reason I do it with him is because he's deaf. I don't really see any need for it. You know, and then that works twofold. It helps me know where he is, but he can't hear it. You know, if I don't know where another dog is, then that's just my problem, because if they can hear me, coming. If I come up behind them, they can hear me coming. They can move out the way so he can't. But I wouldn't inflict it. I don't inflict it on my dogs. I don't like them having bells on all the time. I mean, if people like to do that, that's fine. But I, you know, don't like it. And I feel sorry for the cats. Pinky's the only cat that's got one on, but hers is pretty quiet. But I like to know where she is. I don't always like bells. They can be a bit dangerous with cats, especially because they've got very fine pointed claws, and sometimes they can, some bells have got like an opening at the bottom, like a little groove, and cats have been known to get their claws stuck in there and not be able to get them out, which could be very painful, or they just can't, then they're on three legs, or they rip their claw out trying to get it out. So I don't really, you know, if they scratch their neck, they can get it stuck in the collar. Oh, excuse me. But yeah, I like to hear them, the bells on the dogs when they're out free running. Of course, I put Niall's collar on when he goes out. Oh, it's so grim out there. Absolutely grim. Obi's home all the weekend. Ronan's at his dad's because he's dog sitting. He went over there last night, but they're going out for the day somewhere where they don't really want to take the dog. So he's staying there. I think he will probably stay till tomorrow. I think Connor's meant to be coming home today. I haven't seen him for a few days. He's been over at his girlfriend's and at work. So anyway, excuse me with all my throat clearing. I think I'm going to go and finish my tea now. Try and stay warm, everybody. I guess winter's here, but maybe it's not here to stay. You know, this crazy English weather and Scottish or UK, whatever it is. Welsh, Irish, I don't want to leave anybody out. Islands, all the islands that belong to the UK. It's mad. Like next week it might be 17 degrees again. Today, yesterday they said the top temperature day was going to be 4. This morning they said it's 8, but I don't know. It's pretty cold out there, that's all I can say. And it's meant to be getting colder tonight, so wrap up warm is all I can say to you. And I'll speak to you soon.